A resurgence in crypto venture funding. Wow, it's been such a wild ride this year. The crypto venture capital scene has completely flipped in 2025. Funding doubled compared to the past few years. It's like the whole industry finally found its footing.
That's a huge shift. It's not just hype anymore. Investors are betting big on real potential. This isn't about wild speculation. It's about projects that are actually solving problems. The focus is on foundational work and utility, not just flashy ideas.
You're right. The biggest trend, real-world asset, RWA, tokenization. It's like the crypto world is finally connecting with the real economy. Think real estate, commodities, even government bonds. Those are all being digitized, and it's blowing up.
Exactly. This isn't just a fad. It's a sign of maturity. Investors are seeing tangible value in these projects. They're not just chasing shiny logos anymore. They're looking for assets that can actually change how we handle money and property.
The driving force, real-world asset, RWA, tokenization. This RWA tokenization thing is blowing my mind. It's like taking physical assets and putting them on the blockchain. Imagine owning a fraction of a mansion or a gold mine without ever stepping foot in the property.
That's the magic of it. By tokenizing these assets, we're unlocking liquidity and making ownership accessible to everyone. It's like turning something as bulky as real estate into something you can trade in seconds.
And it's not just about convenience. It's about democratizing access. Small investors who never had a chance to buy a property or a rare commodity can now participate. It's like the financial world is finally opening its doors.
That's the real power. For example, a government bond that's stuck in a legacy system can now be tokenized, creating new investment opportunities. It's a bridge between the old world and the new.
This shift is so much more than a trend. It's a fundamental change in how we think about money and assets. It's like the crypto space is finally proving it can coexist with the real world.
Insights from the data, the numbers are staggering. But it's not just about more money. It's about how investors are now thinking strategically. Three big trends are shaping this boom.
First, we're seeing larger, later stage rounds. Investors are betting big on projects that have already proven their worth. Think of it as the crypto world moving from let's build something cool to let's scale something real.
That's a huge indicator of confidence. Instead of throwing money at unproven ideas, VCs are now investing in projects with clear roadmaps and measurable impact. It's about results, not just buzz.
Second, the focus is on infrastructure. You're not just building a dApp anymore. You're building the tools that let RWA tokenization work seamlessly. It's like laying the foundation for a whole new financial system.
Absolutely. Protocols that handle compliance, security, and scalability are now the holy grail. Investors are prioritizing projects that can scale without breaking the system.
Third, the geography is changing. We're seeing investments spread beyond the usual hubs like Silicon Valley. It's like the crypto world is finally reaching out to the rest of the globe.
That's a game changer. Countries like Singapore and Dubai are creating frameworks that make RWA tokenization possible, attracting capital from everywhere. It's a global shift, not just a U.S. One.
What this means for the future, this doubling of VC funding, isn't just a number. It's a signal that blockchain is finally being taken seriously. It's moving from the fringes of finance into the mainstream.
Exactly. The convergence of crypto and traditional finance is redefining how we think about assets. Imagine a world where your mortgage, stocks, and real estate are all tokenized, transparent, liquid, and accessible to everyone.
For creators, the message is clear. Build something that solves real problems. Whether it's tokenizing property or creating tools for compliance, the focus is on utility, not just hype.
The era of building the infrastructure for a tokenized economy is here. It's not just about the assets themselves, it's about the systems that make them work.
And the implications. It's unlocking liquidity, democratizing access, and creating opportunities for millions of investors. It's like the financial world is finally opening up.
But it's not without challenges. Regulatory hurdles, security risks, and scalability are still huge barriers. The key is balancing innovation with responsibility.
The geographic diversification also means emerging markets can now participate in this global shift. It's like the crypto world is finally becoming inclusive, not just for the elites.
This is the dawn of a new era. The crypto space isn't just surviving, it's thriving, and it's doing it by bridging the gap between the old and the new.